Old business, we have two items of old business, the first one being conditional use number 2410, Nicasia Chavez Reyes.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to note that while I was unable to attend, I did listen to the recordings and reviewed the public record.
And you feel qualified to vote?
And I feel qualified to vote.
Thank you. Okay, very well.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2410 for Nicasia Chavez Reyes for a grocery store on land that is zoned GR, general residential, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this small grocery store currently exists on this property. It is more like a food pantry than a grocery store given its size and the fact that canned and dry goods are the primary items sold here. There. No food preparation occurs on this site. There was testimony in the record that it is useful and convenient for nearby residents. Two, the property is located within an older subdivision. After the public hearing on this application, the record was held open to determine whether any restrictions exist that might affect this application. The development was restrictive with restrictive covenants dating back to the 1970s. One of the covenants prohibits commercial activities unless permitted by the developer. Because the applicant did not have an opportunity to explain or comment on whether these covenants affect this small store, County Council should explore this issue with the applicant during its public hearing. It has been the policy of Sussex County that while it is not bound by private deed restrictions, it should not be completely ignored. We should not completely ignore their existence either. Three, the applicant stated that the store is located in an existing building that is located near the rear of the property. The applicants will reside in the home located on the property. Four, the property is in the developing area according to Sussex County's comprehensive plan. Uses like this small grocery store are appropriate in the developing area. Five, deliveries to and from the business will be relatively infrequent and small in nature. The deliveries will not be in the form of large trucks or similar vehicles. Six, there is no indication that this use will adversely affect roadways or area traffic. Instead, there was testimony that this small store primarily serves the needs of the residents of the surrounding community, so most of them are able to walk to this location. Seven, given the size and location of this business, this use will not have any negative impact on neighboring properties. Eight, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the applicant shall comply with any DLDOT requirements associated with the use. B, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. C, one unlit sign shall be permitted. It shall not be any larger than 24 square feet in size. D, the areas for parking shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. E, no outdoor storage or sales shall be permitted. F, any trash containers shall be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. G, the failure to abide by these conditions may result in termination of this conditional use. H, because there are old restrictive covenants that may impact this use, County Council should request additional information during its public hearing about whether the restrictions are still in effect, whether they have been waived or abandoned, or whether the developer or HOA has consented to this use. And I, the final site plan, shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2410, Nicasia Chavez Reyes, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you.